I guess this came as a surprise to some city officials, your resignation. Where do you plan to go from here? What's your plan?
Well, I have no plans right now, Steve. It's not because I've got another job lined up. It's nothing like that. It's just the situation warranted a change for me. To understand the process and the decision, you have to go back to when I was first hired. And back in 2012, when I was first hired, before that time, the city had nothing going on as far as permanent flood protection. There was the securing of a buyout program, but nothing on permanent flood protection. Since I've been in office here, you ratchet that up 8 years later. I've been here 8 years now. The city has received has either received or is committed to receive over $50 million from the state on permanent flood protection. Now, if you take a look at that number alone, one project that is permanent flood protection for Valley City, you'd have to pay me my salary for the next 500 years to make that up. 500 years. Now, that was an addition to my duties here as a city administrator. This year, and I am so appreciative of this, so don't get me wrong, this year the state legislature, led by President of the Senate, Rich Wardner is his name, he put together with his colleagues a prairie dog bill. That also then is a great thing for our city. It provides oil revenue to the eastern part of the state and for infrastructure projects. And that's $1.7 million a year over and above our existing R&R fund. You combine these two things, you will see that the work of the city administrator is going to be about projects and not about managing the city. And that is why I tendered my resignation. It's just too much to do. And it is a change. You know, whenever you start looking at a process and trying to analyze how to fix an error or an issue, you always look at what has changed, right? That's the first question that's always out of your mouth. It's part of analytical troubleshooting. So what in the process has changed? Well, for me, in my position, the change is the additional work for permanent flood protection and now the prairie dog bill. I just didn't see any movement on trying to relieve my workload, so came to the conclusion that it's not in my best interest to stay here. Health-wise, time-wise, it's a 24/7 job. So at the end of the day, I appreciate my tenure here, and I appreciate the support that I've received from the citizens of Valley City. Not all, but most. And I do thank the time. It was an opportunity for me to come back home and be a part of my hometown and help my hometown change and get ready for the future. And so I'm very, very pleased and thankful for that opportunity.